After nearly 2 weeks of protest, Brigham Young University, Idaho, is apologizing and reversing its decision that would have barred students from enrolling if Medicaid was their only form of health insurance. James Dawson reports.
Earlier this month, just weeks before tens of thousands of people would be covered under the state's new Medicaid expansion, BYU-Idaho said it wouldn't consider the program to be a valid form of insurance. It requires all full-time students to have health coverage. BYU-Idaho administrators announced the reversal last night to students and the media. It said the well-being of students and families is important to them and, quote, "We apologize for the turmoil caused by our earlier decision." 22-year-old Katie Edgerlin will be on Medicaid starting in January and will graduate from the school next year. She was at home doing laundry and checking her inbox when she saw a new email pop up.
Then I opened it and I was like, no way, no way, this isn't real.
She called her husband to celebrate. As previously reported by Boise State Public Radio, such a move would have forced many low-income students enrolled in Medicaid to buy an extra insurance plan that they didn't need. Edgerlin had always hoped the school would change its mind, but she says she wasn't sure it would happen.
I wasn't ready to come face-to-face with the loans I'd have to take out, but I'm just so excited.
As for the next call she made after hanging up with her husband, she let her insurance agent know her family wouldn't need to shell out thousands of dollars for a new health policy next year. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.